to another book sanctuary now, this one at the University of Virginia. Several times a year, archivists, librarians, curators, and a few enthusiasts come to the Rare Book School at the University in Charlottesville for a week's worth of education in the book, not as you might expect on its content so much as on the book itself, its rarity, pages, value, printing marks. On this August evening, dozens of people were about to listen to a lecture on 18th century printing in the Rotunda, an edifice commissioned to resemble the Parthenon by UVA founder Thomas Jefferson. The Rare Book School's founding director, Terry Bellinger, led us over to see what sorts of rare books line the shelves of the room Jefferson called the heart of an institution based on the illimitable freedom of the human mind. Turns out there were hundreds of volumes of a book called Lucile, a Victorian bodice ripper.
It's a very, very long novel in verse by Owen Meredith. Lucile was the kind of book that literally everybody in America knew at the time of World War I, say, and then it died. There hasn't been an edition since 1927.
Bellinger took down a gothic-looking copy of Lucile. It's just the kind of book he wants for his Rare Book School collection.
So what you're in is a laboratory. It's not a library. Nobody's ever going to read Lucile, let alone 400 copies of it. But it shows how books are used and gives a sense of their physical dimension. We're not Luddites here. We use substitutional formats all over the place. We use video, we use DVD, we use electronic substitutions. But finally, there ought to be some place where you can come and look at the book. It has to start someplace. It's nice to have pictures of the Parthenon, but it's also nice to have a Parthenon. Lucile's not the Parthenon, but it's a sort of the same thing. It's the architecture of the book.
Bellinger founded the Rare Book School at Columbia University in 1983 and brought it to the University of Virginia in 1992. The university has extensive rare book collections, so many that a new facility is being built in front of Alderman Library just to house them. That's where we caught up with Rose Marie Clamondo, who's responsible for almost 2.5 million books at the Library of Congress. Clamondo is on her second summer at the Rare Book School, trying to gain more appreciation.
To me, a rare book is an art. I'm very interested in art and the beauty of the book, not the contents of the book, but the book itself as it has traveled through time. I'd have to say a rare book can be for various peoples. It could be something very contemporary. For me, however, it's something that has to be from a different era than my own, and it has to have a decorative feature or a special leather, or it has to have a story.
One of the teaching tools the school uses has quite a story of its own. A copy of Volume 2 of St. Jerome's Letters from Parma, Italy, printed in 1480. When director Terry Bellinger first saw the book in an antiquarian bookshop in Charlottesville, and there are a lot of them there, it was in such bad shape that Bellinger thought he'd be able to acquire it for the school. Eventually he did, and the school hired a conservator, who's also an instructor, to restore it.
The advantage of this one is that you can see the book as it was originally produced in Italy in the late 15th century. You also have an enormously sturdy structure. The book was re-sewn by Nicholas Pickwood when he did the reconstruction of it.
This is a book that's about, 18 inches tall and a good 6 inches thick, written in Latin.
You can see just looking at it, the majesty of the thing. The margins are enormous. The text is tightly woven on the page without pagination, without paragraph marks. It's just there. But you could see with a book like this, the emotive power of holding it up and literally marching through the streets in procession, in religious procession. This is the word of God. And boy, it looks like it, doesn't it?
You can tell so much about a book by its cover and its binding. Jan Storm van Loven is keeper of the binding collection at the Dutch Royal Library in The Hague. In Charlottesville, we sat in on his class, Introduction to the History of Bookbinding. He was showing slides of 15th century book craftsmanship, examples of different kinds of tooling and gold leaf.
Just think about that binding, that gold leaf going over it, so thin that if you even breathe, it is already gone. These heated tools that you have to impress upon it in this composition and appreciate what those just craftsmen did.
Jan Storm van Loven is one of the scholars who spend their vacations teaching and learning here. Europe has nothing like it. The rare book world may be small, but it's big enough to require a book camp, as it were. Storm van Loven considers that books are a narrative of our cultural history, and he says what separates us from animals.
And I think one of the things that is really very different is that we can store our knowledge and make use of that afterwards, when the original thinker of that knowledge is already long gone. And this medium of storage that has been used from the year zero until now is still the book.
Sometimes at Rare Book School, a distinguished instructor becomes a student. Paul Needham is the Scheide librarian at Princeton. He was taking a class on Latin paleography, that's handwriting, from Albert Derolet, emeritus professor at the Free Universities of Belgium.
Monochorum quatuor esse genera manifestum est. Primum cenobitarum, hoc est monasteriale.
Yes.
Militans sub regula vel abate.
And sometimes, although the average age of a student is 40, there is an exceptionally talented undergraduate. Sarah Hudson has been collecting books since she was 6. She admits that at her school, Duke University, her friends tease her about her rather antiquated taste for old books.
I'll find a book or something like while I'm in Durham, and I get so excited and I have to go show it to someone. So I'll run down the hallway and be like, look at what I found. It's really unusual because it has, you know, this thing missing on this page, which means that it's the first state of this edition. And they'll look at me and they'll be like, yeah, you're still crazy. So definitely very unusual interest.
The summer session ended this past week. The next will be in the winter. There was a sense on leaving the sanctuary of Rare Book School that it's a place to go when the speed of the world seems too unrelenting. Here is the wisdom of the ages, or its silliness, decoded, deconstructed, and cherished. For more about Rare Book School at the University of Virginia and pictures, go to our website at npr.org.